Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
No longer wondering when or wondering how, but now declaring. thy purpose, saith the Lord, they shall surely come to pass. And now is the time, and this is the day, and by my Spirit I'm making the way. And by my Spirit you'll begin to rejoice, and you'll begin to say, lifting your voice and declaring this new day, for I'll cause you to go forth into a new way. You'll leave this place in a new way, a new strength and a new direction. For I'll restore years, and I'll restore health, and I'll restore joy. For this is a day of great restoration, and I'll restore the gifts of the Spirit, and they shall increase, and they shall multiply. For times of refreshing shall come from my presence, saith the Lord, and it shall fall like rain. So now I hear the sound of an abundance of rain, that it shall rain, it shall rain, and I will pour out my Spirit, saith the Lord. So receive it and declare it and say, it's not so far away, but it's here right now today. Ha, ha, ha. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout.
Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Yeshua. Praise you, Jehoshua. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. What an awesome, awesome, good God we serve. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Jehoshua. Amen. Praise you, Lord. I hope everyone can hear me fine tonight. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Anytime there's something holding back the audio for some reason, hallelujah, when a little devil is trying to hold the back of a bigger devil to try to hold back the bigger devil to try to keep the program from coming on the air, I mean, there's something God has to say. God wants to say that they don't want the message to go out. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Lord, send billions and trillions of warriors, angel, archangel, to keep us protected around my home, my family, everyone listening, everyone home, everyone family. We bind the strong man and all hindering spirit. Send billions and trillions of warriors, angel, archangel, for not to south, east, to west, up and down in Jesus' name. Mighty Lord, you fight for us. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Well, I'm glad to be in here, my brother and sister. Amen. I hope everyone is doing fine and is continuing your repenting, seeking the Lord, getting ready for the departure of the bride of Christ. My brother and sister, I've been holding back from saying imminent. I know it is imminent. So, it went through my mind that it crossed my mind. Why don't I say imminent? And because years ago I was using the word imminent, and people say to me that word is for something mostly that, like, you know when it's going to happen, and the rapture, the departure of the bride of Christ. No one knows but only the Father. Amen. And amen to that. That is so sure. Okay, but God did say that it's over. Jesus said it's over. The Lord said it's over. And I'm trusting God. I'm trusting the Lord and his promises. My brother and sister, I know it looks difficult for a lot of people, but when you come closer into the presence of the Lord and pray and fasting, through prayer and fasting, and you are so close with the Lord where you can practically feel his heart, it's his love is so tangible to you. His presence is so tangible where God lets you know what he's about to do. You know in your spirit. And this is what practically the Apostle Paul was saying to the Thessalonians, okay? Because you read the verse and you say, why did Paul say that when he spoke in 1 Thessalonians 5, he says to the brethren, but as to the time and the season, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you, for you yourself know perfectly that the day of the Lord comes as a thief in the night. Okay? So he says, you don't know when, but you know this is how this event is going to unfold. The complete Jewish Bible, ye have no need to have anything written to you, brother, about the time and the day when this will happen. This is why I tell people, I love this translation, because I believe it was over 25 years that it took these people, 20 years, to translate this Bible. And it was, hallelujah. Amen. The master voice says, oh, yes. So thank you for that reverence. Amen. So this Bible, it's just shalom, sister, healing of the heart. But you have no need that I write unto you. I want to ask for a volunteer. I don't know if Sister Consuelo, Sister Healing of the Heart, can come and read to me. I got a couple full chapter of the Bible to read, in which I'm going to share tonight. My brother and sister, we're still on the Psalm 83 revelation of Jesus. Okay? Psalm 83 is so prophetic. And we are in it right now, in the unfolding of Psalm 83. Okay, I'm going to the second part of the revelation of Psalm 83. Okay, in case you're wondering. Okay, shalom, Brother Miguel. Amen. So I need a volunteer to read for me. If any other sister, even the brother, can come and read for me on the microphone, that will be great tonight. Amen. We will have a guest reading. That will be awesome. Anyone can let me know if they can. If not, it's okay. Don't be offended. Oh, I cannot come over, Brother Ali. No. We don't work like this. We work for Jesus. Okay? Blessed is he who's not offended in me, Jesus said. Don't be offended, please. We're brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen. Praise you, Lord. But you have no need, Paul said, to have anything written to you. Amen, sisters. About the time, the day when this would happen. Okay? Because you yourself will know that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. That will know is that, okay, sister, you can call in. That knowing in the spirit. You know, do you know the Lord? In your spirit, you know that you know. Oh, Lord, I feel the Lord speaking so strongly to me today. In Spanish, he was speaking so strongly to me. I feel him that he wants to say something tonight directly to someone. Lord, I'm just a vessel, Lord. Use me as he wants to, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I don't remember the last time he used me to prophesy. Just put in the word in my mouth. And I've been feeling... He's been giving me that strong presence. I'm speaking through me, like oh, praise you, Lord. I just Lord, do your will, Lord, do your will. Praise you, Jesus, because you yourself know that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. That when people are saying everything is so peaceful and secure. Okay, then destruction will suddenly come upon them. The way labor's pain come upon a pregnant woman, and there's no way that they will escape. My brothers and sisters, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you, Lord. Awesome God, good God, great God. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. In your spirit, some of you are beginning to cry out, Abba, Father. Abba, Abba, Abba. Abba is giving you, hallelujah, in your spirit. Shalom, sister. Amen.
Shalom.
Abba is giving you the, it's in your spirit. Hallelujah. Sister is going to read me Judges chapter 7. And before Judges, she does, Judges chapter 7. And okay. Before she does, my brother and sister, we are in the second part of this study. We studied all the way to verse 9 last time. And I want to read these verses before she reads that chapter, Judges 7. Verse 9 says, unto them and unto the Midianite, do unto them and unto the Midianite, as to Sazira, as to Javan, at the brook of Kishon, who perished in order, they became a dumb for the earth, made their novel like Oreth, like Seath, yea, all the princes of Sabar and Salmona. Now, we're on verse 11. This is what Jesus showed me a few days ago. Hallelujah. Part of the verses he showed me. Verse 11. Make the noble like Oreth and say, Lord. Go ahead, sister. Judges 7.
Okay. Judges 7. This is the King James Version. Then Jerubbaal, who is Gideon. Are we starting from verse 1?
Yes.
Okay, Judges 7, verse 1. Then Jerubbaal, who is Gideon, and all the people that were with him, rose up early and pitched beside the well of Herod, so that the host of the Midianites were on the north side of them, by the hill of Moreh in the valley. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people that are with thee are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel vaunt themselves against me, saying, mine own hand hath saved me.
God, when he does something, and he's doing something in our lives, it's for us to recognize that the glory belongs to him. And you cannot take that from him. Cannot steal that from him. He will not share his glory with men. My brother and sister, it belongs to him. To him the glory and the honor. And these people that God is telling Gideon to go with are too many. And the enemy will say later, or the nation will say later, Israel defeated the Midianite because they had a greater army. And that's not what God wants us to go up there with. God wants that the people that are going with Gideon will see and witness, my brother and sister, the power of God. Go ahead, sister.
Verse 3, Judges 7, verse 3. Now, therefore, go to proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead. And there returned of the people 22,000, and there remained 10,000.
Yes. The people that were going out with Gideon, the lot that was afraid, cannot go. Because this kingdom of God is not for the fearful, but the faithful. It's by faith and not by sight. And if you are afraid of giants, of what the enemy may bring against you, you may run away if you're walking by sight. But if you're moving by faith forward, it doesn't matter what the enemy brings. Victory is ours. And God knows and teaches us to know the way of the Lord. Go ahead, sister.
Verse verse 4. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people are yet too many. Bring them down unto the water, and I will try them for thee there. And it shall be that of whom I say unto thee, this shall go with thee, the same shall go with thee. And of whomsoever I say unto thee, this shall not go with thee, the same shall not go.
Amen.
Verse 5.
Hold it there a minute.
Okay.
Now, bringing them to the water is a type of humbling them. My brother and sister, when you are brought to the water, remember that the water represents the Holy Spirit. This is what true believers come forward in the Lord when they commit their life to the Holy Spirit through fasting. That is bringing them to the water. Out of the belly will flow rivers of living water. That's the Holy Spirit. We are brought to humble ourselves to be filled with the Holy Spirit, my brother and sister. And sometimes some people will experience a little power and they run with it. Others will be filled completely like the disciple and shake the earth with, my brother and sister. Either way, God wants us to be filled with the Holy Spirit, to wait on him. Do not leave Egypt, Jerusalem, and to be, ye are filled with the Holy Spirit. But the promise, my brother and sister, what is the bride waiting for now? For Jesus to come and call our name, change our body into a glorified body, and go and evangelize the nation. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. That's what is called a revival. Jesus showed it to me a couple of months ago, and I was stunned. He came and called us by name. And the moment he called us by name, we will be in change. We will be in transformed, my brother and sister. Praise the Lord. Go ahead, sister.
Verse 6. So he brought down the people unto the water, and the Lord said unto Gideon, everyone that lappeth of the water with his tongue, him shalt thou set by himself. Likewise, everyone that boweth down upon his knees to drink. And the number of them that lapped, putting their hand to their mouth, were 300 men. But all the rest of the people bowed down upon their knees to drink water.
Amen.
And
go ahead, keep it.
And the Lord said unto Gideon, by the 300 men that lapped will I save you and deliver the Midianites into thine hand, and let all the other people go, every man unto his place. So the people took victuals. Okay.
So he picked a little amount, 300, to show his power. Not to show their power. God wanted to show them obedience, guide them through the way of obedience, the way of the Lord. And they would learn obedience. God was never counting for them to defeat the enemy. He was going to do it because he says, vengeance is mine. So when God is sending you against the enemy, it's not for you to defeat the enemy. He defeats the enemy. It is his vengeance. It's for us to be obedient. Jesus said he was always obedient to the Father. I came to do my Father's will. People wanted him to do their will, save the nation of Israel, remove the Romans from among them. But that was neither the time nor the season, Jesus said to them, before he left, my brother and sister. God does everything in his timing. But the most important things that God is doing is building personal relationship with each and one of us with him. Forget about the nation and who's in office and who's in power. God wants you to worry about your personal relationship with him. That is what is at stake in the last days. That is the dangerous in the last day of people not forming a personal relationship with Jesus, with Father God, with the Holy Spirit. That is what is missing in the nation, among the people. Personal relationship with God. And God sees that as a dangerous situation for the people.
my brother and sister, because he wants to be under life so he can remove all their enemy from before them. But as long as he is not in the life, if he's not first in the life, that is a dangerous thing. Go ahead, sister.
Verse 8. So the people took victuals in their hand and their trumpets, and he sent all the rest of Israel, every man into his tent, and retained those 300 men, and the host of Midian was beneath him in the valley. And it came to pass the same night that the Lord said unto him, Arise, get thee down unto the host, for I have delivered it into thine hand. Fear to go down, go thou with Phira, thy servant, down to the host. And thou shalt hear what they say, and afterward shall thine hand be strengthened to go down unto the host.
Amen.
Then when he down with... Okay.
At the moment of the Lord, the first thing God says to them, it came to pass that night that the Lord said unto him, Arise, get thee down unto the host, for I have delivered it into thy hand. Now, I want you to see that everything that God does is by faith, and that with God, faith goes first than what you can see, what you're able to see, what he made us able to see. At this very moment, if you are carnal, you say back to God, how can this be when we haven't defeated our enemy yet? How can you say you have delivered them into our hand when we see them armed, ready to battle us? What do you mean you have delivered them into our hand? This is not of the flesh. This is not the spirit. Our walk is not the spirit. It's a spiritual walk with God. We need to focus on him to walk in the spirit. Seek him to walk in the spirit. As long as we keep walking in the flesh, we are not going to see what God is saying he is doing. Because God is always doing something. But it's in the spirit. It's coming to pass. You'll see the conclusion in the physical, but God is doing something, my brother and sister, right now. And many people are missing to see. Like when the Lord had me say it is over, if you can see in the spirit, you will see it is over. But if you're walking in the flesh, you cannot see it's over. As the Lord showed me, people are sleeping spiritually and cannot see that it's over. Jesus showed me, and I'm Lord, and he showed me that I'm sleeping. I'm like, and I don't say this to pretend I'm better than anybody else. No, please don't misunderstand me. It's what he showed me. It's what he explained to me. My brother and sister, I have to repent like you every day. I have to. I have to humble myself every day. It's not easy for none of us with the things we're going through. But we need to seek the Lord first. Seek the kingdom of heaven first, and every other thing is added unto us. My brother and sister, we struggle. I struggle like you. We are in this body. It is difficult for everyone. It is difficult to pray. It is difficult to stay in prayer. It is difficult to fast. It is difficult for each and one of us. My brother and sister, while we're fasting, our body hurts. My body hurts. Your body hurts. My brother and sister. And we even get sick sometimes fasting or during the week. We have to rebuke sickness. Sometimes it doesn't go away quickly. But we don't give up. My brother and sister. The flower is asking people to pray for him and his wife. They got COVID-19. And they're sick at home. In Maine, New Hampshire. It's difficult. He's been asking for prayer. Let's keep him in prayer. Let's keep Sister Barbara and then in prayer. People are struggling. It don't matter what God is having us do. We're not better than anyone. We're all in the same boat with Jesus. You are with me, with Jesus, in the same boat. Let's not get out of the boat. My brother and sister, The Lord may look like he's sleeping in the boat, but he's only resting, and he knows exactly what's happening. The wind looks strong in the last days. Don't you feel like the winds are stronger in the last days? Things are being shaken up. And the disciple ran to Jesus, Lord, awake or we perish. Well, people are behaving the same way today. Or we feel the same. We need God to do something, people say. My brother and sister, but he is. He is. He will show, as he had promised us, his mighty strong hand. And his mighty strong hand is Jesus. And we're going to see his mighty strong hand, hallelujah, being shown to us. Go ahead, sister.
Then went he down with Phira, his servant, unto the outside of the armed men that were in the host. And the Midianites and the Amalekites and all the children of the east lay along in the valley like grass. Camels were without number, as the sand by the seaside for multitude. And when Gideon was come, behold, there was a man that told a dream unto his fellow, and said, Behold, I dreamed a dream, and lo, a cake of barley bread tumbled into the host of Midian, and came unto a tent, and smote it that it fell, and overturned it that the tent lay along.
Oh, yeah.
And his fellow... Okay.
You notice how God is working on people to dream and vision. This fellow brother had a dream. And God gave him a dream of a dream. In a dream, he had a dream. In a dream, the Lord has given me that. In a dream, he's given me a dream. My brother and sister. And it's so powerful. I don't know how many of you have experienced that. And he was giving this fellow this dream. My brother and sister, to encourage Gideon and the rest of the men that God Almighty was on their behalf fighting and giving their Midianite into the hand, their enemy. My brother and sister, and that they would defeat them and that their enemy has no chance against them. Our enemy, you see the world right now, they have no chance against the Lord. No chance at all. They are so insignificant. They are so little right now. It doesn't matter how many nuclear weapons they have. They are so insignificant before our Lord. And he is going to show his mighty hand in the last days. When you see the power of Jesus, you know what you're going to say? What was I thinking? They never had any chance. You're going to say, exactly. It's because of people lack of knowledge. My people perish for lack of knowledge. When you see the Lord's power, you immediately will get the knowledge that they never had a chance. That this world, the fallen ones, they never had a chance against the Lord. It is impossible for them to win anything or overcome anything. That what God's going to allow them to do is little, it is insignificant. This is why Revelation 13 and Revelation 19 and Revelation 20 tells you one thing about those that take the mark of the beast. They will not overcome the second death. But those that are beheaded for Christ are going to come and join him in his kingdom. My brother and sister. As long as you say no to the COVID-19 vaccine, the RFID in the right hand, as long as you say no, my brother and sister, by faith, what overcomes the world is our faith, the Bible says. There's nothing else they can do to you. God is with you. God is with us. Our victory is assured by Almighty God. When God presented himself to Abraham, he presented himself to him as the Almighty. Yes, let's continue to pray for the Canadian Freedom Convoy, my brother and sister, that God will give them a complete victory. All these men, they will fall away. They're going to fall away temporarily. There's an opening window the Lord is opening for them and for the United States for this revival to go forward. It's a short window, my brother and sister. And it's going to come and it's going to go away. My brother and sister, the Antichrist plan is going to be held temporarily. And the Lord will fulfill his plan. Remember that. Because you're going to see things unfolding. Is persecution coming after that? Yes, great persecution. Like people cannot imagine. Shalom, Sister Luna. It's coming. We need to be ready with the Lord for whatever. The plan that Jesus had, this revival for us, we need to be looking to Jesus to be ready for that. He already has chosen those he's going to use in the revival, and he's going to call them by name. It's coming. It's close. Then the church after that, for church season, this revival goes, disappear. But the church will be changed to be used mightily, right where you are. And even another country, he will be using you for his namesake, for his glory, as he did through Gideon's and these men. Go ahead, sister.
And, excuse me, verse 14. And his fellow answered and said, this is nothing else save the sword of Gideon, the son of Joash, a man of Israel. For into his hand hath God delivered Midian and all the host. And it was so, when Gideon heard the telling of the dream and the interpretation thereof, that he worshipped and returned into the host of Israel and said, arise, for the Lord hath delivered into your hand the host of Midian.
Oh, dear. Praise you, Lord. You see that? They have worked the gift of the Spirit, my brother and sister. The interpretation, a dream, that gift is part of 1 Corinthians 12. My brother and sister. And it was used here in the Old Testament. Throughout the Bible, God used people with gifts. God has placed many gifts among his people. Whether their people are seeking him to be used in the gift is another thing. And we should. We should be in flow. God should be using us in the gift he's given us. Let it be to prophesy, for interpretation, speaking in tongue, for every gift are being used for different purpose. The gift of healing, the gift of miracle. There are many gifts, my brother and sister. Praise you, Lord, that God wants to use us with. And sometimes when people are speaking a miracle healing, they're speaking a certain specific gift that God has given them, that God is using them for the glory of God. Not to be confused with ministry, not to be confused with salvation, because a lot of people confuses gift with salvation. Like, oh, if you don't speak in tongues, you're not saved. Not so, not so, not so. The man on the cross did not spoke in tongues, and he was saved. My brother and sister, and so were many disciples. Okay? People confuse a gift with another gift. The gift of salvation, the Bible tells you, is a gift from God. It's a different gift. The gift of speaking in tongues, the gift of interpretation, of healing, all these gifts are all different gifts from the gift of salvation or the gift of eternal life or the gift of the Spirit. Okay? People are confusing gift with ministry. They're applying them in the wrong place, and that is wrong. Okay? They are all different things. And they are used powerfully by God in our lives. He's given them to us. He can use us in them. Especially when we seek from him to be being used in this gift, my brother and sister. And I noticed that when God gives you a gift and you seek out the gift by the word through prayer and fasting, and God gives you more understanding, more revelation about the gift, and you ask him to use him through the gift, God will use you more powerful in the gifts. Certain people have gifts, and God uses them in the gift, but not powerful enough. Like it should, because they're not seeking after the Lord to be used by the gift. Believe me, God had used me, like in the prison, in the church, to teach young men about the gift. And to ask the Lord to use them in a gift, and the outcome has been tremendously. I think how God has used people in their gifts has been, they sought the Lord, they study in the Word, they pray about it, they fasted. The way they used them in the gift was tremendous. I was impressed. My brother and sister, God was using me in the gift of miracle and in the gift of healing. And one of the young men said, Brother Elby, this brother that you've been teaching him to flow in the gift of God to use him, God is using him more powerful than you. And I said, pray be to God. It's not for me to be jealous. See, God giving me the revelation, the understanding to share. If God uses someone more powerful now through the gift, praise be to God. That is what it's all about. God raising people to use them in the gift, my brother and sister. But I believe for years, this has been a stumbling block in the knowledge of going back to God when God gives you a gift to be used by it. A lot of people focus on a lot of gifts, and the one they have, they're not even flowing in the gift, my brother and sister. They're not even flowing in the one they have. They're not even growing in it, as Paul says to the Ephesians, the Philippians, how much they have grown, my brother and sister. God wants you to grow in your gifts. Not every year or every month the same. The more you see God about your gifting, your gift, the more he uses you, the more powerful God uses you in the gifts. And it's just all natural because it's of the Spirit. My brother and sister, so leave that there. Gideon had begun to understand his calling and the Lord and the gift that God has put in his life to use him by. And the gift of this man who got the dream and the gift of the man who had the interpretation gift of the dream, now that they began to flow in the glyph under gift and give Gideon the interpretation, my brother and sister, of the dream, Gideon is like, this is the move of God. That's what he's seeing, the move of God. And if God is moving this way so powerfully in the field, because they're not in church right now, they're in the field. See, people are used to God using you in the church. What about us out there in the street, in the highway, byway, in the field? That people don't flow much with. They're not being used like that much. But Gideon is seeing the movement he sees in the church of the Lord. He sees it in now in the field with his men. The mighty power of God, the dream and the interpretation happening in the field. And some people will tell you, well, that is unprecedented. That's supposed to be happening in the church. No, that's supposed to be happening everywhere and anywhere. Go ahead, sister.
Verse 16, and he divided the 300 men into three companies, and he put a trumpet in every man's hand with empty pitchers and lamps within the pitchers. And he said unto them, look on me and do likewise. And behold, when I come to the outside of the camp, it shall be that as I do, so shall ye do. When I blow with a trumpet, I and all that are with me, then blow ye the trumpets also on every side of all the camp, and say, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon.
Amen. So, thank you, Lord. Hold it there, sisters. You see how the Lord has to be first. Cannot give the glory of God to man. Gideon is the Lord's messenger that God is using. The Lord needs to get the glory. They worship God there, and they recognize the man that God is using. They blow the trumpet. They're blowing the shofar. My brother and sister, and all that have with me, and then ye the trumpet also, on every side, ye blow the trumpet. So they're blowing the shofar. The translation is trumpet, but it's just shofar. My brother and sister, that they're blowing. And they're blowing the shofar as a sound of overcoming their enemy. Israel has different blown the shofar, different meaning. For different occasion, they sound the shofar. When the enemy were coming, they had a sound. When they were going to depart, they had a sound. For every occasion, they had a sound of the shofar. When God was on the mount, God told Moses how they should sound the shofar. a long blast shofar, a type of the rapture shofar, long blast sound. That's in a specific sound. There's a man of God online. He has a page. He asked God, the Lord, Lord, how will the shofar of the rapture be? And the Lord confirmed it to him. It will be a long blast sound of the horn, the shofar, my brother and sister, which I thought it was very interesting. Okay? He's waiting for the shofar of the rapture because the Lord confirmed to him it will be a long blast, according to, I believe it's Exodus 19, when God called the people to the mount. And that is the calling to the mount of heaven that we are going to have, my brother and sister. That long blast shofar is what we're going to hear, and immediately we disappear. But that shofar is so powerful. My brother and sister, shalom, Brother Michael. Thank you, Lord. And this man of God has created a page. Many people have visited online, and they're amazed by how someone can hold something the Lord has said so valuable. Just for him to know that he holds it so treasure unto himself, my brother and sister. Amen. The Lord is about to return, and that shofar sound is coming. Paul calls this shofar the last shofar, my brother and sister, because that long last shofar is the one that reunites the people together unto the Lord. That's what God told Moses. And that's a shofar that's going to be sound in the last days. My brother and sister, the Lord will reunite us and will use us mightily. But before that shofar, we have a revival, and that's what the Lord, with the voice of an archangel, he's going to call us, like the voice of an archangel, and change us and transform us. Okay? My brother and sister, there will be a transformation that will happen in the blink of an eye. And the shofar sound will bring us to the cloud, to meeting the Lord in the air, says Paul. And from there, we will always be with the Lord, he says. My brother and sister, the Lord showed me this special revelation about the bride. It looks like a carriage on a train track, but it was not on the train track. It was like in an old 1800 carriage here in the United States, where they had these horses pulling a carriage. My brother and sister, it was similar to that. I don't remember seeing horses in front of it, though, in heaven. It was white. It had like a round, around it curtain. And the Lord giving me the revelation of this. And inside of it, this carriage is big enough for the bride of Christ. A special, selected, elected bride of Jesus. When the trump is out, when the rapture happens, the calling up to unto the Lord happens, the bride goes into that, my brother and sister. And the Lord showed me brothers and sisters being changed and brought into that carriage of the bride, my brother and sister. Special, very, very special thing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. And I believe horses will ride the bride into the wedding celebration. That's my understanding. It's not what the Lord told me, but by seeing the carriage and seeing that you can put horses on it and have the horses pull it to the wedding, and a lot of people will tell you in regard to the wedding, the celebration and all that, it has kind of like an antique look of everything, the dress, the wedding, everything, the bridegroom garments for the wedding, the guests invited have olden looking type of garments for the wedding. I mean, I wasn't born in the 17 or 1800 to describe to you what they were, but they were special garments for wedding. Back in those times. You might be able to find pictures on Google about it. And I don't know if the name that they used to call them back then, wedding garments or different tuxedo. But differently than what it is today. My brother and sister, longer also. They cover more of your body. I noticed that the man will be changed this way into those garments, and they will be brought in. The sister will be changed into these beautiful dresses, and they will be also being brought into that. My brothers, into that carriage, and everyone that will be in the wedding, specifically of the bride. This is one thing the Lord revealed to me in regard to that, is that that is only for the bride of Christ. My brother and sister, more information about it, the Lord will give it to you in heaven, because I don't have more information about that. I'm just sharing what I saw, because I don't want people to think, so I'm not a bride, because no. Don't misunderstand. This was the revelation the Lord's given me in regard to those specific that will be in the wedding, and he showed me that it will be for the bride that will go into the carriage, okay? And it's for those people, my brother and sister. But it looks so beautiful. The whole place with the carriage is adorned with several flower pots, white flowers, different colored flowers. The terrain, the landfill, it is beautifully adorned. I don't think I have the word to describe it to you, because in heaven things are indescribable. You have to see it. And if I ask you, what do you see? You'll be able to explain it to me in heaven. That I can tell you, because you'll use it 100% of your mind. Not like down here. People use it 5 to 7%. The most use is 13. That's what scientists are saying, of people's brain. They connect all these things in people's brain, and they check how much brain people uses. And these people have several PhD. Okay? The most they use is like 13%. All regular people uses 5, maybe 7, all common people, of the brain. The rest of the brain is sleeping. When you go into heaven, God will have you use 100% of your brain. And you think about all the information you have in your brain right now, and you're only using 5%. 95% of your brain is sleeping. In heaven, that 95%, it is energized. God energizes 100%. You're able to think, acknowledge, receive information that you'll never forget. I believe we forget information is because the 95% of our brain that is sleeping, it goes into there and it goes to sleep. Okay? So in heaven, because I remember this, when I get taken to heaven and I'm walking in heaven, I'm using 100% of my brain. Everything I see, everything I hear, I remember in heaven, 100%. There's no way I can forget it in heaven. When I come back to this body again, oh, my Lord, God help me. I have to ask the Lord to help me to remember. That's why I tell people, I don't think I have shared 40% of what the Lord has shown me in heaven. Okay? It might be so little one day that you'll be laughing at me. Brother, how can you only remember so little? I'm sorry, but this is the way this body is. 95% of our brain is sleeping. Some people, 97% of the brain is sleeping. They're only using 3%, my brother and sister. So in heaven again, you use your brain 100%. Not 99, not 90, 100%. You will be stunned when you begin in heaven to learn of God. You'll read the Bible, you'll never forget one verse, one comma of the Bible. People can ask you in heaven all day long about the Bible. And not only that, every single verse of the Bible and chapter, you get the full knowledge of it and revelation of it. Boom. The Lord just gives it to you. You're like, whoa. I wish I knew this when I was on earth. What did Jesus say to me? Man think that can know my word without my help. And he says to me, that is impossible. Go ahead, sister, read.
Verse 19. So Gideon and the 100 men that were with him came unto the outside of the camp in the beginning of the middle watch. And they had but newly set the watch. And they blew the trumpets and brake the pitchers that were in their hands. And the three companies blew the trumpets and brake the pitchers and held the lamps in their left hands and the trumpets in their right hand to blow withal, and they cried, the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. And they stood every man in his place round about the camp, and all the host ran and cried. And
thank you. Okay, praise your Lord. The fear of the Lord, my brother and sister, as the sword of the Lord, they blow the pitcher, they sounded the shofar. That brought such a fear upon them, my brother and sister. I love it every year. I don't know if you've seen or heard. Israel, every year, they gather together to blow the shofar as a celebration of the new year. It is so powerful. I don't know how many of you heard the 1988 shofar. You can look it up on YouTube. 1988 shofar. It was one of the most anointed and powerful shofar that has sound in Israel. And it had a biblical purpose and a spiritual purpose also, my brother and sister. The Lord asked the Father for more time because he was about to raise his people. It was powerful, powerful, powerful shofar. 1987, 88, shofar, powerful shofar, very significant. And the Lord began to ask for more time, my brother and sister. We say, well, if it would have happened back then I would have not been saved. No. We're always bent on God's plan. Okay? Never count yourself out. The devil will want you to say such a thing. Never. You're not here because someone decided to preach to you and by coincidence. You're not here by coincidence, a man. You are here. You are seeking God by the plan of God. Everything God has done has been planned by him. There's nothing happened by coincidence. That will be explained to you in heaven and shown to you. I love it because in heaven, when the Lord is explaining something to me, I can see the image of him not only talking to me, but showing me in heaven, like in a 1,000-inch screen or more. You see everything he's talking about happening. You look down and you see the screen right there of your life, of the timing when it happens. And this is why there's nothing hidden before his eyes. Every single event that he has recorded in heaven, every single. All my message on the Lord's hours are recorded. When they played this message to me the other day in heaven, I was blown away. Every single of my message here on the Lord's Hour was recorded. I can hear myself preaching like I was preaching on the Lord's Hour in heaven. Those audio will be in play all at the same time. And with the brain that the Lord used to put in my brain to 100%, I can hear all of them and understand what I was saying in heaven clearly. You will be amazed in heaven how God runs eternity. Eternity, he runs eternity from eternity to eternity. Endless. When you were out there, like I was in his presence in the future, I try to look back. He allowed me to look back. And I look back into my own life. And the foolishness and senseless of the things we do back in this life, that we spend time sometimes doing, it's nonsense and foolishness. Nothing matter anymore. When you are with Father, when we are with Father, and we look back into our life, God have mercy on us. Nothing's matter anymore. Vanity. A vanity, says the preacher. It's all vanity. Our life down here is all vanity. But we're in this little castle of time, this little box of time, that it's going to end soon. We're going to be taken out soon out of this time. For the world, it will keep running for 7 more years. But for the bride of Christ, once you're taken out, and you look into heaven, and you look around and see how beautiful everything is and how perfect the air is, the water, the food, the redeems, how beautiful everybody's dressed. They're given a free dress all the time. They can change any time, always have a dress, a clothing to wear, beautifully, young, in the 20s, never aging, never having a pimple, never having a bad day, beautiful teeth, never having to brush the teeth, never having to take a shower, never having to go to the bathroom, nothing like that. It's all perfect all the time before God. My brother and sister, everyone is joyful. When people look at you, they smile, and their smile is genuine, not fake smile. Everybody's happy, and they're happy to see you serving God because they know that God fulfilled his promise. He's faithful. You see, they know how faithful God is. And when they see you down here serving God, it gives them joy because they know God will bring to pass over your life every single of his promise. And that you are best secure in God, totally secure in him. My brother and sister, that no one can take you away from his hands. No one has the power to remove you from the hand of God. Nothing can separate you from the love of God that is in Christ, to Christ Jesus our Lord. What he did on the cross fulfilled the promise of God. He was wounded. He suffered. His sufferings is always remembered. He died for humanity. He died for you and I. You know what that means to God? Can you grasp what Jesus did on the cross? It's so significant. My brother and sister, if anyone talked to you in heaven about it, you will hear in their voice, hallelujah, how he's so worthy to be praised. My brother and sister, how he humbled himself, submitted himself to the will of God. My brother and sister, his sacrifice, it will always be important to us in heaven and eternity. Every time we talk about Jesus, we'll remember what he did on the cross, and we'll worship him and thank him for it. My brother and sister, you'll see his joy. When you enter heaven, you enter into the joy of the Lord. Enter into my joy, he'll say to you. My brother and sister, he loves to have you in his presence. He's looking forward to seeing your joy coming to fulfill. Go ahead, sister.
Verse 22. And the 300 blew the trumpets, and the Lord set every man's sword against his fellow, even throughout all the host. And the host fled to Beth-Shittah in Zererath, and to the border of Abel-Meholah unto Tabbath.
Okay,
and the
hold
men
it
of-
okay. Thank you, Lord. When they blew the trumpet, 300 blew the trumpet, and the Lord set every man sword against his fellow. Okay? Out of the 300, how many fought? How many fought out of the 300? I read to you last week, Judges 4, when God raised this man, Barak, through the word of the prophecy, to go against these other wicked men, to defeat him and his army, and none of them fought. They were just saying, and they were just obedient. That's what God is doing with you and I. Another confirmation through another serving of the Lord. My brother and sister, none of them. They had their shield. They had their sword. They were ready to battle. Armor of the Lord against the enemy, Paul says to the church in Ephesians 6:12. My brothers and sisters, but who fights? The order to take the armor is obedient. We do what the Lord says. But the battle is of the Lord. Never forget that. That's what people have been forgetting in the last days, who's fighting for them. They say, oh, I got to do this now. Oh, I got to do that. When God tells you to fast, obedient. When God tells you to pray every day and repent, obedient. God is demanding obedient. Jesus says to me in the millennium, my Father demands obedient, and obedient he must get. Yes, Lord. Bow my head to him. Yes, Lord, I said. My father demands obedience. And obedience he's might get. Told the people before the vaccine came and the virus to submit themselves to him, to seek him, to come out of the world, and they will not listen. They were not obedient. He allowed the virus and allowed the vaccine. Obedient. He's not going to sit around forever waiting for people to be obedient. He's going to speak and speak and speak and speak until he says enough is enough. My brother and sister, then the day came, 2019, the Bible released, 2020, November, when the vaccine was released. A year after. A year before the virus, a year after, Daniel 4, Daniel gave the message to King Nebuchadnezzar a year before, and a year after was fulfilled. 2019, November, the virus came out. It was already New York City. 2020, November, the vaccine came out. It was already New York City, available for the people. And people began to be vaccinated. My brother insisted, when the messenger was sent to King Nebuchadnezzar, that because of his pride, God was going to turn him into a beast, he received a message. A year after, like it happened with COVID-19, the word was fulfilled. My brother and sister, God is not a man that he will lie. I believe this year process, my brother and sister, will be fulfilled. My brother and sister, exactly as has been spoken. Because in 2020 came the vaccine. In 2021 came the mandates. My brother and sister, and now beginning with 2022, they're starting to lift the mandate in certain occasions for a short season. But the Lord has spoken to me that persecution is coming. This is just temporarily, a lift temporarily. Because what's coming, as Paul said to the brothers and sisters, hallelujah, that destruction is coming upon them as a woman in pain, in labor pain. With this, the earth is still in labor pain. Events are going to happen in the same manner because we're in the last days.
And the men of Israel gathered themselves together out of Naphtali and out of Asher and out of all Manasseh and pursued after the Midianites. And Gideon, the messenger, throughout all Mount Ephraim, saying, come down against the Midianites and take for them the waters and to Beth Barah and Jordan. And all the men of Ephraim gathered themselves together and took the waters unto Beth Barah and Jordan. And they took two princes of Midianites, Oreb and Zeb, and they slew Oreb upon the rock Oreb, and Zeb they slew at the winepress of Zeb, and pursued Midian and brought the heads of Oreb and Zeb to Gideon on the other side of Jordan.
Thank you, Lord. Go ahead, finish it, sister.
That's the end of the chapter 7.
Okay, 25. Okay. Okay, thank you. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, God. So Gideon sent messenger throughout the month of Ephraim saying, come down again to the media and take over before them the water of Ephrabah, Joran, and all the men are Ephraim, gathered themselves together and took water unto Basara in Joran, took the princes of Media, Ores and Oshi, and slew it upon the rock. This is exactly what Psalm 83 says. My brothers and sisters, make their noble, Psalm 83:11, like Ores, like Sif, yea, all the princes of Zavah and of Samona, which is chapter 8, my brother and sister. Everything here in Psalm 83, the God did to this nation, these nations of the Midianites, God's going to do it to all these nations that are rising against Israel in the last days. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He took vengeance on the enemies of Israel and destroy them. He's going to do it again. And the nations are going to witness this. in the last days, to buy with the bride of too good, not too bad, too good, that we the bride are going home first, and we're not going to get to see this. But we can witness it from heaven, though. We'll have a bigger scream up there, and we'll see all this battle unfolding with better knowledge and understanding of the word of it. When we see it unfolding, my brother and sister, we'll have the Lord side by side, maybe explaining it to us. When all these things are unfolding, of all these nations that are coming against Israel in the last days, they're going to see the mighty hand of God, my brother and sister, rise, unveil right before their eyes. Because when hallelujah, Revelation chapter 6 began, my brother and sister, what happened? Hallelujah. And as I watched, the Lamb broke first the first seal, and I heard one of the living beings say in thundering voice, go. And I looked, there was in front of me a white horse. A rider had a bow, and it was given a crown. He rode off to conquer. My brother and sister, no way possible, hallelujah, that they have any chance. Once the Lord comes to conquer, he conquers. And this translation, the Amplified said, and I saw as the Lamb Christ broke the seventh seal, the scroll, the initiating the judgment, and because he's the beginning, he initiated. He made. He started it. And I heard one of the living creatures call out with a voice of thunder, come, look, and behold, a white horse of victory, who riding carry a bow and a crown of victory, was given to him the role for conquering to conquer. They had no chance, my brother and sister. He is coming down, my brother and sister, to conquer. And he's going to conquer. He has to conquer the nations that have enough weapons right now. Not only Iran. Because a lot of people forget right now that most of the Egyptians are Arab. The Pakistans are Arabs. And these are powerful nations with nuclear weapons. And in the last days when Iran makes the call to their brothers, this is why Psalm 83 begins, they're making a tumult. They're coming together. And they're going to join each other. And they're going to come together against Israel in the last days. You see, they cannot just be one nation. It has to be all of them together. Because God's going to put all of them to shame. And out of the shame, he revealed himself to them for them to repent. Because the purpose is not for God to destroy them, mostly. The purpose is also for God to save a lot of them. God's plan for humanity is salvation. The enemy plan is destruction. Anything God does or allow, the beauty of it is salvation he brings to the people. See, when COVID-19 began in 2019 in America and in the world, in Wuhan, China, the beauty of it, that those that got COVID was dying of COVID, was repenting. If they had any knowledge of Jesus, at that very moment in bed as they were dying, they were confessing him. When the nurses turned around, they were dead. So what? If they given the life to Jesus, they're saved. You have no idea the thousands and maybe millions that got saved. Oh, yeah, 5 million people died. But you don't know how many of those 5 million are in heaven, alive, in the glorified body. See, my brother and sister, there's a lot of people don't understand. I heard a word someone gave, that all those elders that were being killed with COVID-19 when they went to the nursing home in the United States and the world, a lot of those people are in heaven. God says, God has given a word that he was going to take those from the nursing home home. A lot of the elders. And a lot of people don't see the benefit of it, but never understood the purpose of them being in a nursing home. If you read Proverbs, an advice from your elder can really help you. Those grandchildren that lost their grandparents in a nursing home, an advice from them would help them so much now in their lives. Now that they're missing that good advice. That's what grandparents are for. to advise the grandchildren, to give them advice. They got white hair. Those white hairs are very significant in the book of Proverbs. Read it. A good advice from them helped the grandchildren so much on their way in their own life, because they're going to grow up and go through many things. Even if they end up staying in the Great Tribulation, those grandchildren, because of so much evil that's going on the earth, they'll remember what those grandparents said, and my child, look for the Lord. Give your life to Jesus and just seek him, serve him. Died in the Great Tribulation, running from those demons. You know how much the word will help them? Oh, I remember grandma said to give my life to Jesus. Oh, Lord, right now I'm running from this demon. Please forgive me, Lord. I should have listened to you, Lord. When my grandma was speaking to me, I was playing my video game. I wasn't paying attention. Lord, please forgive me. Now I understand what she was saying. Please save me, Lord. That very moment that child gets saved, that demon takes a sword and behead that child. Child gets saved. You see, people don't see what God is doing. They just focus on the narrative. God is doing mighty things. My brother and sister, like in the Holocaust, exactly. How many died? Over 5 million people. But how many got saved? When the Lord started taking me to the third heaven, first planet, at one time I saw hundreds of thousands of people and more. And I thought, well, you know, that was one planet, third heaven, a first planet, third level first planet. But when he took me to the second planet, which is more populated than the first planet, third heaven, third level, second planet, I began to see so many homes, so many people. And I began to understand, whoa, you know, we know so little in the third level, third heavens. I also been there. And I don't say I saw multitude there, but I saw before the throne of Father. I don't know if it's like 100 miles after the throne of Father. I saw right after the clear lakes water that proceeds out of the throne. You have a creek, a river. It's a river that comes out of the throne. Then there's like the clear lake that also the Bible talks about, Revelation 21. And then you have that after that, I think 100 miles after that or 50 miles, like how do I describe this? A community of people that I knew those that was resting in the Lord were living in there. I was not allowed to see inside that community. If I remember, I think I saw someone waving me through one of the windows of that community as I was going by. But it was amazing to see that these community on heaven, and they're full of people. And these ancient people, I believe from thousands of years ago, they made it with God. They made it with the Lord. And they're there. They're given a special place, a special dwelling. And they love to be in the dwelling there with God. Remember like Essence, Sister Essence? Sister Essence wanted to be in a room just inquiring and learning of Father, learning from him. My brother and sister, so incredible. How people just say to God, listen, just give me a small room. I don't want to go no park, no late night. I just want to learn about you there. And God says, okay, my child, that's what you want, okay. He gives to them whatever you ask. My brother and sister, he'll give you gifts that you don't know of neither. He's giving me gifts that when he revealed to me, whoa, God is awesome. God is fun. When you meet Father, you're going to meet your Father, your eternal Father. And that's the only Father we should have had. Our early parent was our caretaker down here, our responsible being, our guardians in a way, because he has angels around our lives, our coach. Parents are supposed to be like coach. They're supposed to be like our Father in heaven, but none of them can be like our Father in heaven, but a type of him. because Father can do so much in us, change and transform us. Our parents cannot do that. But love us. They were supposed to love us, guide us the way of the Lord. That's what parents are supposed to do. And Allah has not done that job and not been responsible because they have failed to commit themselves to the Lord. That's why. My brother and sister, you know, when the Lord took me to that second heaven, where my daughter Genesis is, I was telling my wife, I saw my daughter Genesis playing with other children. Some of the other children had their parents in heaven with them. And it was like my daughter was telling them, my father's coming to visit me. And my daughter was happy playing with them. And when she saw me, it said, Genesis. She got up and looked at me, Dad, and came running and hugged me, my brother and sister. But I can see their conversation, they're talking. They're little, but they're so knowledgeable about the Lord. And they love to see their parents. They talk about it in heaven. Children talk about their parents. Even if they're down here not safe, they still want to see them, my brother and sister. And of course, if they ask the angel said, well, if your mom gives her life to Jesus and commit herself to him, she could be here with you. But she needs to give her life to the Lord. And they're waiting. They're waiting for especially if they were aborted babies. They're looking forward to meeting their parents. They can see them from heaven. Yes, the Lord can show it to them. Maybe have them visit in the spirit and see them. The parent cannot see them, but they can see their parent clearly right there. That's my mommy. That's my daddy. You know? Of course, they're happy when you're serving the Lord. That's when they're really happy. Because they know you're coming home. They're looking for the moment when you're coming home. Lord, when is my father coming? When is my mommy? Oh, they're coming. They're coming. Especially now. Oh, they're almost here. Your father, he's almost here. He's coming. They're coming. If you're repenting and seeking the Lord, they're excited to seeing you. My children, when I arrive soon, they're going to meet me. The other day, not long ago, the Lord took me when I was saying, I'm so tired. My daughter Emerald came running and gave me a hug. She even prayed for me. As she laid hand on me, I received strength from the Lord through her. Oh, thank you, Lord, for my daughter Emerald. She is so loving and so caring. She loved me so much. Hallelujah. My brother and sister. But many, yes, are going down because of the evil bass. They're taking that poison of the serpent. They're being enticed by the serpent, like even the garden. The serpent enter the garden and make her an offer. The serpent is coming into the world through our government, our medical, and making them an offer. Take this poison. Of course, they're not going to call it poison. They're going to call it a vaccine for a solution. But in the spirit, say, take this poison, and you will be with me, the death will say to them. And it's terrible, my brother and sister. Terrible. I was watching this show from the 90s. Touched by an angel. And in there, Ted is speaking to this other sister, an angel. And this lost child, she says to Ted, where's her soul? And Ted says to her, I wanted to record it to play this on the Lord Tower, but it might be not legal. But she says, what's going on with this child? She's into drugs. And she said her soul is gone, but her spirit is still there. That, to me, was an answer to how come these people, even though their soul has been removed, they can remember everything about their lives, how the demon can come into their body and remember everything about their life, because their spirit is still there. I began to meditate about Proverbs, that the spirit belongs to the Lord, it says, and it'll go back to the Lord, the God. The spirit belongs to God, and it'll go back to God. That's what it came to my mind as she says this. Even though the soul is not there, and the demon is in the body, through the spirit, because in the spirit, that's what the knowledge really is. Especially if you had a relationship with God. That's what your knowledge is. Yeah, your soul also remember. But your soul goes down, your spirit stays in the body, because the spirit keeps the body from rotting. You see, a demon, when a person dies and the body dies, when the soul is out in the spirit, demon cannot go into the body and occupy the body because the body will begin to rotten, decompose, the medical term. So if the spirit is still there, that body will not decompose, my brother and sister. It will still remain there, even though the soul is removed. So this is why the vaccinated bodies are not decomposing. But I was around one of the vaccinated, and in the spirit, this person smelled to me rotten. The other day, I had a vaccinated person come to me and sit with me. And in the spirit, I can smell the rotten of this person. And I'm still wondering about this. Why did the Lord allow me to smell this person whose soul is not there anymore? I smell it rotten. Okay? So it's not rotting. And maybe yes, in the sense that I don't know if the spirit, it can either come out or is about to come out, already came out. I don't know what's happening with this person's life. But there's something going on there, my brother and sister. But the soul not being there, the spirit remaining in there, the body cannot rise, cannot decompose. It's still there. So that's why the demon can occupy the body. So this is happening, my brother and sister. Now, I believe, because I heard someone saying the other day from the Lord, that the Lord said that the majority of those vaccinated that went down there are not coming out. And I was like, wow, that is so sad. We need to continue to pray for our vaccinated family. The Lord can get them out of there and change them. He's able to do anything with God, all things are possible. But we need to pray. Please don't stop praying for your family. Don't give up on them. Please, it's important. Your prayer comes before that throne. God will hear your prayer. Yes, God is angry. God is angry. This brother, a few years ago, I heard his testimony. I'm going to watch this. Watch this. Because he just gave me the verse today. The Lord showed him that every time Father gets angry, in his anger, this is a revelation God gave this brother. He brought him to hell, and he saw that every time Father in his throne gets angry, hell burns even more. So, wow, that is incredible. You see that everything is in God's timing, and when God reveals you something, it's in his word. Let me show you where it is. This is so incredible. Deuteronomy 32:22. For a fire is kindled in my anger. Listen to this. A fire is kindled in my anger, and it shall burn unto the lowest hell. Let me put it in the chat room. See, everything is in the Bible. It's so incredible. My brother and sister. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So you see, that is the truth, Brother Michael. He's the only one that vaccinated. We need to say no. This is why we stay close with the Lord in the last days, because this, we need to say no. It's just, my brother and sister, the disciple went through it, the prophet went through it. You have to say no to whatever plan of the enemy and just to the Lord, my brother and sister. Okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So, when God's anger burns, kindle, it burns unto the lowest hell. and will consume the earth with her increase and set on fire the foundation of the mountain. The foundation of the mountain, you see how these volcanoes in the bottom of the sea are burning now? Someone was looking through a satellite the other day and saw all over the earth these volcanoes waking up. You notice now here, like here in North Carolina, in February, temperature up to 70 degrees, 70 degrees in February. It's because the earth below, the volcanoes are waking up, and it causing the temperature to rise in the bottom of the sea to the point where they've been places where they found all these dead fish because the temperature went up so high, over 100, that it kills all these fish. My brother and sister, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Yeah, we'll keep praying for you and your family, Brother Michael. He's asking for prayer there. Hallelujah. So God said in his word, over 5,000 years ago here, Deuteronomy 32:22, that it shall consume the earth with her increase and set on fire the foundation of the mountains. These are like a sleeping mountain. Hallelujah. In the bottom of the sea, there are being awakening. It's what this person saw through the satellites. Infrared satellites. Vision, my brother and sister. And these volcanoes in the bottom of the sea, everywhere in the world, like the explosion they had the other day, the people thought it was even a nuclear weapon. My brother and sister. So these volcanoes have been sleeping for thousands of years, maybe even millions. All of a sudden, in the bottom of the sea, all over the earth, are awakening, all at the same time. And it's causing the bottom sea temperature to rise. How many of you heard me years ago here in the Lord's Tower? I said that God took me to the Great Tribulation. I don't know how many years into the Great Tribulation now. And I saw that temperature was so hot, that building was catching fire. Houses were catching fire in the Great Tribulations. And that rivers dried out, my brother and sister, like the Hudson River, the Merrimack River, which is in Massachusetts, Hudson River, between New Jersey and New York, dried out. People were going down to the river with buckets to try to get dirty water to drink because there was none. If river like, I don't know, if people say, I'm trying to remember if I heard someone say that the Mississippi River is going to dry up. Prophecy for a long time ago. But major, major rivers and lakes in the United States are going to be dried up during the Great Tribulation because of the heat that is coming upon the earth. Well, if you don't believe what God told me it was the end and the Lord confirmed, these volcanoes are waking up all over the earth at the same time and are causing heat in the bottom of the sea, okay? I believe California this year, this coming summer, is going to experience fire, maybe much more, I don't know how much more, than before. Because the earth is going to heat up again, much higher than two summers ago when California has so many fire, my brother and sister. Because these volcanoes have been sleeping for thousands, maybe millions of years, are all waking up and creating miles, miles of lava burning in the bottom of the sea. When someone said that they're finding these places around the sea, oceans dead by hundreds of thousands of millions coming out of my brothers and sisters. Yes, sister, we are alive. Shalom, Sister Renee. Okay? My brother and sister. Why are there so many fish showing up dead all over the world, in different parts of the world because of these volcanoes that are awakening? That is the sign. I believe that is the clear sign, my brother and sister, that these things are happening. Hallelujah. More and more. Hallelujah. Sister, can you read now Judges 8? We're going to Judges 8 now. Praise your Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Because there are two names they are mentioned, Sava and Samana, which I believe are in chapter 8. Go ahead.
Okay, just a moment. Okay, Judges chapter 8, verse 1.
Yeah.
And the men of Ephraim said unto him, why hast thou served us thus, that thou callest us not when thou wentest to fight with the Midianites? Chide with him sharply. And he said unto them, what have I done now in comparison of you? Is not the gleaning of the grapes of Ephraim better than the vintage of Abiezer? God hath delivered into your hands the princes of Midian, Oreb, and Zeb. And what was I able to do in comparison of you? Then their anger was abated toward him when he had said that. And Gideon came to Jordan and passed over, he and the 300 men that were with him, faint, yet pursuing them. And he said unto the men of Succoth, give, I pray you, loaves of bread unto the peoples that follow me, for they be faint, and I am pursuing after Zeba and Zalmunna, kings of Midian. And the princess of Succoth said, are the hands of Zelba and Zalmunna, or the hands of Zeba and Zalmunna now in thine hand, that we should give bread unto thine army? And Gideon said, therefore, when the Lord hath delivered Zeba and Zalmunna into mine hand, then I will tear your flesh with the thorns of the wilderness and with briers. And he went up thence. Okay.
Thank you, Lord. I just wanted to look up some of the news of the dead fish and three million pound fish dead. Let me put out the link in. 3 million pound of dead fish. Okay, let me put out the link. There's so much information online. Sometimes I say something and I have to look it up because some people don't believe it until they see it. My brother and sister, the internet, I use the computer for the right reason, and it's for research and information. Everything, you can Google it, my brother and sister. Okay? Millions of, this is from this year, 2021. Actually, the end of last year, month 7, 26, they began to see these volcanoes that are awakening are killing these fish by millions, 3 million pounds there. And it just, these volcanoes are not going off. They're not dying off. They are increasing around the world in the last day. And this, they have not seen this before. We had, over the last years gone by, maybe see a few here and there, but now it's like thousands of them in the different country. Something major. This is going to cause major tsunami and much more. Okay? Judgment is at the door. Someone asked me, when do you think judgment is happening? I told the people since the end of last year, any time now, any day without judgment is a day extra of mercy in regard to not seeing the judgment. But judgment is about to unfold in the United States and the world, my brother and sister. I kid you not. This is happening now. Now. Now, you read unto verse 4, sister? Thank you, Lord.
Unto verse, I think it was 7. Yeah, 7.
Okay, because yeah, you okay. So in verse 5, he said unto the men of Succoth, give, I pray you, loaves of bread unto the people, and follow me, for they are faint and pursuing at the Sevas, the Mona, king of the Midian. You see how they continue, my brother and sister. They continue, these enemies that have risen against Israel, have risen, my brother and sister, risen. Now, when Russia step up their move, it will confirm what the Lord says to me even more, that this is not going away like it used to before. Because a lot of people think, oh, they're going to go to the table and this is going to go away. The Lord says to me, not this time. Not this time. Okay? There are going to be a lot of people joining us. They're probably saying, let's see what happened. Okay? Things are going to unfold in such a way. When this judgment hit that is about to hit, it's going to open a lot of people's eyes to the understanding that, yeah, God has spoken, my brother and sister. Okay? I didn't want to say anything anymore about it, but there will be things happening. That's going to be, hallelujah, tremendous. Okay? Now, God punished these people here, Sister Radio on the left. Gideon said, therefore, when the Lord hath delivered Sabai and Samonai into my hand, then I will tear your flesh torn of the wilderness and with the briers. In other words, my brother and sister, hallelujah, he knew what it needed to be done, and he knew that God had given in the Midianite. Now these men also God will give unto the hand. My brother and sister, I will trust, this is from the Amplified now, your body with thorn, briar for, of the wilderness. Go ahead, sister, we A and on. Thank you, Lord.
Verse 8. And yes, he went up then to Penuel and spake unto them likewise. And the men of Penuel answered him, as the men of Succoth had answered him. And he spake also unto the men of Penuel, saying, when I come again in peace, I will break down this tower. Now Ziba and Zalmunna.
Amen.
Keep going.
Thank you, Lord.
This verse
okay,
10.
I will tear down the tower. Amen. Thank you, Brother Michael, for reminding me. The Y Pine Tea. Okay, I have I have it right here next to me because I wanted to remember. I'm going to put in the chat room the kind of tea that I purchased that I believe is very powerful. And in the company that were producing the wine pine needle tea, wine pine needle tea, they bought them off. They bought the supply. Government bought the supply, and bought their off, practically to burn it and throw it away. All the white pine needles this company were producing, they bought it to burn it away, throw it away, because they know the effect of the white pine needle tea. It will begin to restore the DNA and undo what the bison does. Okay? And it's powerful. Now, the one that I have is 100% pure. I believe this is the one that was highly recommended to me. Okay? They have an Asian one that also people had a lot of difficulty ordering the tea, my brother and sister, because it's highly effective. I was listening to a doctor on YouTube, a doctor with a degree on, it has a degree on biologist. She has a degree on it. And she was speaking back when, in, I believe, 70 or 80, when they learned about the white pine needle tea. And knowing that they were going to come up with this bison, they began to buy off this company to the point that a few years ago, if you would try to get it on Amazon, on all those pages, you will not get it. or you will not find it. Okay? You will have, and so a lot of company, they make watered down wine pine needle tea. That means that they cannot put on the box it was 100%. They cannot. Put on the box it was 100%. Okay? And so, according, I'm kind of paraphrasing what she said, because I, you know, this is not, you know, I know that the Lord did confirm to me back last year, I think it was, about the white pine needle tea. But what she was talking about, I thought the information was really good, my brother and sister. And when they find out that the white pine needle could remove the effect of the vaccine, they immediately ordered to be removed out of the market practically. And there was a few companies, a few small businesses here and there that were still selling it for different, because it doesn't only just help you remove the effect of the vaccine, but it really helps you with other things in your body. So for that other purpose, they were small businesses that were making it. But in the United States, you could hardly find that anywhere. And then some people said that the one from Asia was not as good. And so some company looked into that, and they had developed some of the Asian's pure. Okay? I don't know how they can make it less than 100%, because tea is natural. The natural leaf, natural root. So how do they make it 50%? I don't know. How do they water it down? I don't know. I guess they can. I guess they're able to do so. So a lot of company was selling the white pine tree watered down. And so the doctor was saying that it was not as effective. Okay? And she said that it was even, there were even company, that's why they didn't want to put their name on the tea. Okay? Yes, I can remove the nanovirus. I can disable it. The technology they put on the vaccine that they inject on people, when you take the tea, it can disable the nanobot. And people will pee them out. They go to the bathroom and will come out of the body useless. Will have no effect on people's DNA, and it will restore the DNA. It will restore the DNA. I took it the other day. I felt it very strong, very good. I don't take it every day. I'm not vaccinated. So this one that I bought is very strong. Very effective. You know, I may give it to someone who comes through the door vaccinated or like tea. I will give them a cup and help someone. Okay? See, Brother Michael was looking for the one I'm showing here, which I will probably show on the video, and he could not find it anymore. That's why I tell you, I know what I'm telling you. They have removed it. Okay? I'm recording this on video, so I might be able to tell people where they can find the information. I'm putting it on the screen right now. Okay? You may have a difficult time finding the one I'm showing, because it's 100% pure. It's very effective. I don't know who else has been able to order it. I know I mentioned it on the Lord's Hour. Okay? But this is very effective against the vaccine effects. It removes what it does. It just undo what it does. Okay? I felt bad that I did not mention it more on the Lord's Hour. You know, I have two strikes on YouTube already. Two. Next one, I'm out indefinitely out of YouTube. It's what YouTube have emailed me with. I tried talking to them that it was my, according to the Constitution, freedom of speech. I let them know that according to the Constitution, I have freedom of speech. And I could say the freedom of religion also. And they didn't care. They have begun to police the Internet. Police the Internet. They have built software to police the Internet. Google and those companies are being policed right now. Okay, so it's complicated right now. So the freedom of speech is being removed practically. Okay, freedom of religion also. It's like what I understand what YouTube was kind of letting me know is that what are you talking about, freedom of religion and freedom of speech? When I said to them I have those rights, they acted like the Constitution they done away with a long time ago. Where you been, mister? I'm like, wow, we're living in a different time. My brother and sister, when God said it's over for us, it's over, because how far have they have taken it? Okay, my brother and sister. So please keep us in prayer. I'm praying for you. I know a lot of people are saying, brother, we want more video lines. They want more video lines. They love the teaching, the message. Okay, I'm being careful because the videos they're watching it. Careful. And they're limiting them. They have deleted some of them and blocked some of them. So I have even changed the title and just put in the information on it, and that's it. Okay? Don't take the vaccine. Don't be vaccinated, my brother and sister, because the consequences are obvious with what is happening to a lot of people. Most of my family are vaccinated. Okay? My brother and sister, Silver Sparkle YT, Brother Michael, if does it say 100% the one you order? It's the one that the doctor recommend, the pure white tea. That's the one, the pine needle silver, okay? Pine needle. Okay. Is it the green boss that you were able to find, Brother Michael? Okay. Because I guess they have different label now. Some of the company that have changed the label is because they have changed the quality, is what she explained. Okay? They have changed the quality. So it's hard to say. It might be the same. It might. If you open the box, what is inside? Because the one that I have, it contains the natural ingredient that it's supposed to have, the white pine needle. And a lot of other don't, it's different now. Some of the other people come in a little bag. Not this one. Okay, this is very effective. She said that in the lab test that she did, it worked. And that's what they're afraid of, how effective it is. Okay, we'll see if, let me see. Brother Michael has just put the link on climate mindsets. Okay. Uh-oh. I can see the difference in the box, so let me see. It's not the same box, Brother Michael, than the one I have. They changed it, like she said. They've been coming against them so hard and blocking them and stopping them from selling it that even the box is different now. Mine don't have that. The one you sent to put in the chat room. It's the one I got it white before they changed the box. And she said that when they changed the box, it changed the quality. The quality. So the only thing I can say is try that one. Try it. And this one does expire in 2024. And then I also have a net weight. Can you put in the chat room the net weight, brother? Let's see if we can help brothers and sisters to be able to get the original one, maybe through another source, another company. The net weight of the tea, that will tell you if it's the original one. Because as they watered it down, it's not going to weigh the same. Okay? Because that will be important. But they did change the box. and the lettering on the box. And they made a change. Yours is different from mine. So I mean, the modern one has been changed. Okay. No, it was not made in Mexico. The one I have, neither. It's the same company, though. So you see, it is the same company. And now it's being made in another country. And that's what she was talking about in that video that they're doing. And so they're trying to get from other company or other country, and it is because they actually have to change they have to change the quality, is what she's saying. They have to. How many gram, Brother Michael, does your tea has? Right? Thank you, Lord. Praise you, God. I tell you, the best way is to Google it online and try to see if you can find the one I have, the original one. Okay. And yours says it's from where, Brother Michael? You said Mexico. Someone said Mexico. Okay. Brother Joseph put in the link to that. They change it. And that's, I wonder, because she said that they will do that if it's not the original, or they would, and it's because they have to, he says. No, that's not allowing us to do it. Yeah, it has the same name. It's that they did change the box, is what I'm saying. And that's what she's talked about in the video online. It's a doctor. Okay, she has a PhD on it, so she knows what she's talking about. That they will do that. Okay, and they started doing that since the early 80s. You know, late 70s, early 80s. Trying to keep it away from the market so people will not get it, because they were going to release the vaccine. But this definitely can, according to her, kill the virus and remove any other this stuff that they're doing with the vaccine. This can remove all the effect. It will have no effect on people if they take the tea. Okay? So take that, give it to whoever you think you know, and pray also about it. The Lord will give you peace about it. I don't know much. I just know that the white pine needle tea is the one that we got confirmed. Okay? And it tells you that it shows you this one in there, that it is pure, though. They have that green pine needle flakes. Very, very strong smell. That's a very strong smell. Okay, if it's watered down, it will not have that strong smell. Okay? You know, if it says 100% on the box, you go ahead. She said they did market it 100%. Try it. It will still have the effect, though. It may not be a person may have to take more than one cup, maybe several cups, to really do the job. But do it anyway. Take it. Okay, take it. And I'm gonna research it more now, so people can get the one I have. Because I did order this about 3 to 4 months ago when we were talking about this back in actually early 2021. I ordered it. I got it right away. And so this is not being sold anymore on Amazon like it was when I bought it. They had changed it for some reason. And that's what she's talking about in the video. They ain't changing the product. Okay? So I'll definitely want to try to get this for there was a few other people who got it when I got it, They got the original when I got it, and then they changed it again for people a few months after or a couple of months after. And they just don't want the information out. They don't want this tea out because it's effective against the vaccine. They don't want it out. It works. And so they knew, and they bought everything to burn it away, keep it away from the people. And that's the part that makes you wonder. Again, we're trusting the Lord. Lord, forgive me if I said anything. But it's not a you. I'm sorry, Lord Jesus. I don't want to put out false information. It's her information as a doctor and specialist, Lord. Not information for you, Lord. Hallelujah. I want to make sure I don't put out false information. It's what she said. But if the one you got is affected, it's 100%, then use it. This doc comes from India. They come from India. And some other one now are coming from Mexico. I don't know why, but this, they came from India. India. Okay? And it was released 100% from them. And it even has a part number, which some of you can probably look it up. Thank you, Lord. I'm just trying to put out the information and help out some of them there. Okay. I don't know. Does it say 100% on that one? 100%. I'm gonna have to listen to her again because she was saying who's getting it 100% out there and from where. Because someone said some of the Asians were not 100%. They were just not. It was just not. She said, and it's because they tested on a lab. That's why I'm saying it, because she talks about testing it and some not being 100%. So that's why I'm saying it. You know, very few are 100%. Very few companies are honest. And that's why they're changing their sticker on the T. They're removing things because they're not being honest to the people. Okay? So for whatever reason is happening, I don't know. My brother and sister, I'm going to see if by Tuesday Bible study, I'm going to do research and see if I can find a link anywhere online. If it's not on Amazon or eBay, there has to be another company or links online where you can find it and order it and get it before it's all gone. Because if they already changed it, that means the pure one is gone. It's very limited. And that's what she talks about, limit amount of the pure tea. Then they put up watered down tea, and it doesn't work. It's not as effective, she says. Okay, but it can still be taken. Don't think it won't do anything. It can still work. You just got to take more of it. Okay, then taking one cup and immediately working on the person's body. So if you give them one cup, give them a second one, a third cup, and exactly out of that green one, Vahdam, Vahdamt, give them more than one cup. You want to make sure, okay, it works. You know, it just, she said, disable the nanotechnology, the effect of the vaccine. Okay? I'm not saying this now for you to go to get the vaccine. No. Don't thank the Lord. Thank not the Lord, thy God. It's just for those in your family that you know that's been vaccinated. Give them a cup of tea. Share with them, and you'll help them out this way very much, my brother and sister. Sister Celestia had another teaching. Zombie genetic maker and survival. And Sister Barbara also had another word. I want to play those. Join us in our Bible study Tuesday night. I hope I have all the information Tuesday night to share with you, all the link for the tea. I feel bad that I didn't bring this back again and gave people more information regarding it, because we know it works and it will help our family. My brother and sister, when I visit New Jersey, they already lift the mandate in New Jersey So maybe next year, sometime or this year, at the end of the year, I will be visiting the family who are vaccinated. I will bring a couple of these boxes to them and make a cup of tea as we used to, and I hope this is going to help them so much. My brother and sister, let's help our people. Let's recommend it so they can give it to the people, because my brother and sister, this is a great help for their lives. Thank you, Lord.
Hello again, and welcome to the Master's Voice. I am Celestial, and you are welcome to this channel. To old and new subscribers, you are very welcome. Please adjust your settings either above or below if your image is not streaming clear. Today, I am continuing with the Lord's Supernatural series on the Master's Voice. This is a time when God is very much vested and very much interested in having the Church of Jesus Christ realize that our faith is not meant to be an inactive faith. Our faith is not meant to be a surface faith. And true faith, actually, in the heart of God, was never intended to be a place of comfort and complacency. When you look at the lives of Old Testament Christians, and you look at the lives and the perils and dangers, the great risks that even New Testament Christians and those who continued in the church tradition outside of the pages of the Bible, if you look at what people did for their faith and how they advanced the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ at great personal risk to self and even to family because of the passion that they had for Jesus Christ personally. You can't help but wonder what has happened to that fervor, what has happened to that passion, and what has happened to that fire that it is largely missing and almost non-existent from the modern day church. The answer doesn't need a lot of digging. It is because the foundation of the modern day church is based on a view and an apprehension of the Lord Jesus Christ that is very far removed from what the Bible actually teaches. And so this is simple logic and fact. If you build anything on a faulty foundation, or if you start any work on a wrong premise, then no matter how high you build up your tower, because you started with the wrong bricks at the foundation, everything else that you build upon it will be at risk of toppling. If the foundation is poked or kicked, it will fall down because it doesn't have a steady base to begin with. Many times, if you interact with a lot of Christians, you will quickly find through a few questions that the view that they have of the Lord Jesus Christ is of a God who is bent on doing everything for them. He will provide for them. He will feed them. He will teach them. He will lead them gently through green grass and clover. But at the same time, you will also find that in many people's hearts is not an expectation that they are supposed to do anything for God. Many of us do not hold the viewpoint that we owe God anything because we feel that the death of his son, Jesus Christ, on the cross was just like an opening act to a great life in which God will do everything, and we as little infants, his precious beloved ones, just need to sit back and receive. But the end times will, whether we like it or not, uncover a very different reality of Christianity. The end times are going to be times that will try the human vessel physically, emotionally, and especially in the area of the supernatural. So if we have a church that is still caught up in elementary doctrines and arguing about whether prophecy still exists today and whether everything is a metaphor and a picture and it's not real, the end times are going to be a time in which many of us will wish that we had sown seeds of personal time with God. We had sown seeds of truly understanding the Word of God as it is written and not as it is currently taught. So today in the Supernatural series, a series that as I go through it, I truly am seeing the Lord's heart as to why he brought it up. These things that I'm speaking of may not be for our immediate tomorrow. However, they are for the purpose of waking up the sluggish sleeping church of Jesus Christ. They are for the purpose of actually confirming what a lot of people who are not Christians now, but by the will and the grace and mercy of God, will become believers in the now and the progressive future. When these people stumble across videos like this and find out that things that they have personally experienced, things that they have heard about and believed in, or things that they have been told by their family members or in their cultures, but they don't necessarily have a view of God or see how God feeds into this. When they begin to hear these truths tied into the fact that our Maker is central to all things on this planet, nothing happens without the knowledge and the allowance of God. So there are things that the Lord permits, not because it is the Lord's personal desire, but there are things that God will permit because God knows that mankind is excessively sinful. When people who are in the church begin to wake up and find out that these things are part and parcel of the reality that we as Christians will face, and when people who are outside the church but will come to faith, the Bible calls them those who are being saved. When these two groups of people become aware from different angles that these things are true and are real, they will put a very heavy demand on the human heart to wake up and begin to take in as much truth as they can while the sun is still shining. So I will continue, and today's video is about zombies again. There is a lot of material on the Master's Voice concerning supernatural creatures and supernatural beings. And as I was saying, as I'm going through it and doing my very best to put all of it out in the public domain, I'm really seeing the Lord's heart. I'm really seeing the reason that he moved me into this series much earlier than I personally would have chosen. So today's dream is called Closer Than You Think. It is from August 24th, 2019. And this was one of the most difficult dreams that I have had. I have many difficult dreams. I see many difficult visions. But for me, the toughest ones are the dreams where I cannot tell that I'm dreaming. Anytime I'm having a supernatural experience, when I'm awake, I know this is a dream. This is a vision. This is a vision that I'm seeing, or the Lord is simply putting pictures before me as he's speaking. But when I have dreams where it is impossible for me to distinguish that I am dreaming, these are really tough. And what I've learned from seeing these experiences and writing them as they involve me, what I've learned is that the things I do in these dreams are part and parcel the things that I would do if I was awake. And so I feel some kind of comfort, even though it's a scary experience. I do feel some kind of comfort from the Lord kind of showing me, Celestial, this is what you would do. And sometimes it's also, it's sort of a motivation for me to prepare myself in case I ever find myself in this situation. So the dream is called Closer Than You Think. And the banner scripture is this: it is appointed unto men to die once, and after this, the judgment. Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27. And so when I had this dream, I wrote here in the post that I was extremely afraid because the dream was so real that I didn't know it was a dream until God pulled me out of it. So as this dream was ending, I was desperately praying. I was praying so hard because it was a race against sunrise. Exactly as you see in all these movies that people think I'm watching. I don't have time for stuff like that. There's no need to watch horror movies and waste my time with that stuff, because the things that God shows me, especially real world things like human trafficking and people being sacrificed underground, there's no need for me to spend time watching the depictions of it on TV when I can see it live from God myself. I ended up praying in tongues for an hour after this dream, and I could not get back to bed. And I was sitting and I was thinking, God, in these times, what can I really say? Or how can I put this information across that would ever convince people that what I'm saying is the truth? but I'm heartened because I see that God is waking up his church. Joel chapter 2 and verse 28 is in full swing. The females and the males are prophesying, and the old and the young are dreaming dreams and seeing visions, and many people are being warned. Even unsaved people are having dreams about these things. And so I am hopeful that the Lord will have his way. And so in this dream, America had been destroyed. It was America destroyed beyond recognition. The entire dream took place in a burning landscape. I've spoken of this burning landscape before, I think, in the prophecy Ezekiel 13, which is the prophecy where the Lord showed me that President Trump would no longer come back to power. I saw him preparing to step down off a podium. And in the backdrop behind him, God was showing me in that dream a kind of timeline. So I saw the American flag on fire as the nation would burn and the nation would lose prestige and the nation would go into civil war. I saw a lot of unrest. People were rioting and protesting in the streets. They were burning shops and buildings and things like that. But I also saw along that timeline, America under siege. I saw missiles. I said the missiles were curving 3 and 4 in the air and bombing buildings that had already been hit. And so God was showing me that in the future times of America, this nation will become the victim of such a retaliation. Such a vengeance will pour out of America's enemies that even when they have bombed their targets, they will re-bomb them to make sure that the nation turns to shrapnel and dust. And so America in this dream was that America that I saw in the future times after the president came down from his podium. It was burning, and the entire United States, as I was seeing it, at least what was visible to me, was destroyed. So the whole dream took place at nighttime with fires burning on the horizons. In Ezekiel 13, I saw that America was so struck by weapons of warfare that the trees were burning where they stood. So I've spoken of this site. You can also read the prophecy, the fire pit. I've spoken of this site where you see trees standing and they still have sap in them. So they're not old dead trees. They're living trees and they're rooted in the ground, but they are burning like standing upright popsicles. The entire tops are on fire and it's just such a conflagration as you could not believe. And I think that where it was where I live now in New York, but I just knew that it was a shattered America. And the buildings were burnt out. The cars had been so burned that all the paint was stripped off them and every window had been shattered out of them by some kind of blast or some kind of force. And I was by myself and I was just walking. Spoken of how much walking will be done in the end times. I was just walking. I don't know where I was going, but I was on my own and I was walking, just surviving. I didn't have any weapons. I don't have any fancy GI training. I was just a human being on the move so as not to get stuck in one spot. And I've shared in many of these dreams of zombies, aka reanime, as I call them, dead animated people, reanimated people, is that there will be a lot of walking simply because you don't want to stay in one place for too long. There will be a lot of crazy people on the move that are not reanimated, just people who have become mentally unhinged by what will happen in this nation. There will be even more vigilantes, as in people who will listen to no law simply because there will be no law there. There will also be a lot of desperate people. And so whether you're male or female, you will not want to stay in one place too long unless it's a properly built up, shielded, and well-protected, orderly community. And there will be some of those. So I was walking and there was nothing on my mind. My feet were just moving. But after a while, I became aware of a certain type of movement. And it's that type of movement that you always see in these tense type of thriller movies when you're being tailed. So the sound would move when I was moving, but if I stopped to listen, the sound also stopped. And whatever it is or whoever it is that was walking behind me was so good at this that I be, I became aware quickly that I was being tracked by something that was very smart and very, let me use the right word, just something very observant. It's very hard to walk with someone as they're walking and know when they're going to stop and stop too. So I covered a lot of distance in this way, going only by the feeling, by the inner prompting in my spirit that something is following me, because I could not hear the footsteps of this thing because of my own footsteps crunching on glass and gravel and things like that. But whenever I stopped, it also stopped. So eventually, I became so sure that I was being tracked that I got desperate and I started running. And this is exactly what things that cause terror in this world seek to do. They seek to flush you into panic mode. So look around us. The last 2 years, all the mandates and the different laws and rules and announcements and stuff that is constantly being broadcasted on the news, if you haven't figured out by now that all of that is done to undo the strings of your heart until they're so weakened by stress and fear. And if you have not started to guard against that by strongly speaking, it is not enough to read scripture. You must openly speak scripture out of your mouth. It is called the power of bold confession. It is not enough to read your Bible silently. If you are reading a warfare psalm such as Psalm 18 or Psalm 71 or Psalm 91, and you're just reading it with your eyes and you do not actually move into active use of the word as a sword by opening your mouth and speaking it out on your life, then I have to tell you, you're missing out on the most important aspect of scripture, which is that nobody buys a sword and keeps it in the scabbard. You take it out and you use it and you become skillful with it, because in the day that you need to rely on it, if you have not done these things, it will be very difficult for it to be an effective sword. It's not on the day of warfare that you will take the gun out or the sword out and start learning, how do I use this sword? That is not wisdom at all. And so this thing was able to flush me into panic. It was able to move me from wondering to caution to a heightened state of awareness and finally to panic. And I started running. And so I was looking and running along the streets looking for fire. I needed to get to fire, because by now I figured out what was tracking me, and it was one of these reanimate dead people that are still alive was chasing me, and I was running my best, but this reanimate was not even putting any effort into tracking me. So I'm running the best that I can, okay? I'm no Florence Joyner, but I'm no slouch either. But this thing was not putting any effort into keeping up with me, and I could hear it laughing. And I have to emphasize, all these things were like, I was there. So I felt that I was running for my life, because as far as I, Celestial, knew, this is my life. I'm really here and this is really happening to me. And by the mercy of God, I came across a drum fire. You know those fires that you put in the big metal drums and then people stand around them to stay warm? Usually you see homeless people doing that when winter is really, really bad. I found a drum fire, and then by God, again, I saw this really big branch, and I was thinking, this cannot be a walking stick or anything. It was a huge branch that's almost as tall as I was, very thick, and I thrust it into the fire because it was already dried, and I was praying fervently that this branch would catch fire, and it kindled. And I pulled it out ready to defend myself, and I saw the thing that had been trailing me. Now, when I was a child, they did have a few appearances of reanime, but they were always extremely slow and slurchy, and they would go like this, and they would always be saying, brains, brains. This is nothing like that. This is nothing like that. These things are extremely agile, and they have the ability of wild cats. So cougars and leopards and puma and things like that, this is closer to what the reanimate are. And they are also not dumb. They do not have the thinking capacity that we as people have anymore. So the capacity for empathy, for love, for understanding, for patience and things like that, they don't have that. What they manifest strongly is cunning. They manifest a lot of cunning, and their thinking shows exactly the way you would expect lions in the pride when they are hunting or other wildcats to be. So I pulled this thing out, and by the light of this branch, I saw that this is a very close relative of mine. This is someone, actually, that I witnessed to very much in real life. And this person usually doesn't want to hear what I say. They usually have very little patience for me sharing the word of God or the personage of God or the goodness of God. And I'm sure that many of you can relate to this because you have family members that would totally reject the word of God. And then there's this other type of family member that always dances around Jesus. It's a very weird position. I myself do not understand. It's people who actually will not use their mouth and say there is no God. So they are not atheists. They will not openly deny God. But at the same time, in the daily exercise of their humanity, their day-to-day life, they simply find no pocket for God. They don't even have like a tiny one little pocket that they can say, okay, I'll make this my little Christian pocket and I'll listen for a minute or two. They just have no use for him in his personage. And this is actually, I believe, and the scripture bears me out in Revelation. This is a worse state to be in than the atheist, because you see, the Lord says, because you are lukewarm, I will spit you out of my mouth. When someone is cold, the Lord knows that they are cold. This is someone who totally says there is no God, and of course we know that the Bible says it is the fool who will use his mouth and say there is no God. And then there are people who are hot on fire for God, and we know that those are God's sheep. John 15, the people who are abiding in the true vine, They are the branches clinging to him. They are living their life according to the true scripture that says, apart from me, you can do nothing. But there is a huge mass of people in the middle that make no, they're kind of those no comment people. They don't like to hear the scripture too much. They can abide it for a little bit, but they absolutely refuse to make a decision for Jesus either way. And those are the people, the Bible says, he will spit out of their mouth. When I saw that this person in my family had changed, I was devastated. This person had changed to an undead, and I was heartbroken. I had these split-second reactions. I was heartbroken at recognizing this woman, and she smiled this very evil smile because she saw the shock in my face when I saw that it was her, and I was terrified. And there was a knowing in my heart of how this woman had found me. I knew that she had found me through DNA. Now, we always say the miracle of DNA as we look at our children and the generations in our family who always, someone will always come back looking like their great-grandfather, or the child will look exactly like its mother as if it's not its mother and father's child. DNA is a miracle, but I can tell you, and I've written these things down from the Father as part of this video, I can tell you that the miracle of DNA will also turn into the terror of DNA in the final times. This person had found me because of DNA tracking and blood similarity. And so when they had turned, this is something that I have observed about the reanimate, when they go down to their animal base level, I started talking about it in one video and I got distracted and I never finished it. So let me finish it here. If you live in New York City and your brother is perhaps part of the army and he has taken the harm that causes harm and he is stationed in Fort Lauderdale or he's stationed at whatever other base, when things go down and they change, no matter how many hundreds or thousands of miles that reanimate is from you, something in them will start to operate like a homing beacon. And the first people that they will come after, unfortunately, is family. The Lord was making me to understand in this dream that even in this hugely populated New York City, even if you take out several million because of what had happened with the physical bombardment, and you take out several million more who have lost their lives, and you take out a few million more who were still alive and had fled, this person preferred to ignore everyone else and find me. And there was pleasure inside this reanime at finally tracking and finding me and seeing that I saw who had come for me. And so reanime have the ability through blood similarity, for they are your father, your mother, your brother, your whoever, even people that you have worked with previously. I saw this in another dream. That dream is called A Dream of the End of America, and I will leave the link below. In that dream, people were in groups, and this man was in a particular group, and God took me back in time and put me with that group for me to see with my own eyes what happened. This man was in a group, and he fell sick with the fevers that will always be the first indication that a person is turning into reanime. There's a dream that is called Zombies in America. Zombies in America. And in that dream, I saw that America was having a terrible water crisis. Water disappeared, and people began to have these horrible fevers, 104, 106. And you needed water. You needed a lot of water. They needed to stay hydrated because something was happening in their cells. They were developing these strange rock, Himalaya rock crystal type crystallization structures in their cells. And it was necessary that those people have a lot of water to stay hydrated. And in that dream, because there wasn't much water, that was actually how people, even in the cities, started turning into reanime. And in that dream, they were murdering people and killing a lot of people. And so with the water shortages, we started to see a rise of reanime. And so fevers started to rise in that dream. And in the second dream that I mentioned called A Dream of the End of America, this man began to get a lot of tiredness, a lot of shortness of breath, and he began to have so many fevers back to back that he was weary. And because of him, his group could not move as fast. They couldn't cover as much ground as they wanted to, but everybody loved this man. He was very beloved in the midst of them. And so most of them didn't actually notice what was happening to him, but the leader noticed it. And the leader took us aside and said, oh, let's sleep in a certain place. And if you watch the dream, you will see what happened. But basically, we barricaded that man in an old school bus. So we shut up the bus, and then we put lots of large sheet metal casings and heavy things against the bus. And when this man changed, he was so strong. He was so strong, and he was screaming the screams that you can only say are the screams from the creatures in Jurassic Park, the first one. That's the only one I've seen. So the screams of those dinosaurs that go, that kind of decibel that the male throat is not capable of, that's how that man was screaming, and he was rocking the entire bus with his power. And I remember being so grateful to that leader for having the wisdom not to sacrifice us just because of how much we cared about that man. But the Lord showed me, when the Lord took me out of that scenario and put me back with my own group, the Lord let me know in my heart, Celestial, that man, because he spent time in that group and he ate food with them, he drank water with them, and just by proximity, now that he is changed, he is so heightened in his abilities that he will be able to track them by smell. And the Lord let me know that that man would not stop tracking that group until he had killed every single one of them. So it was a very scary thing. And so this person had found me the same way, and they were throwing things at me. As I was standing by this drum fire and I was holding this stick, ready to defend myself, praying like crazy. They did not hit me with anything that they were throwing, but I said, again, I knew it was God. If you go and read the prophecy, you will even see, well, you can't see now because of the light, that I underlined it in red. I always give God his glory and his due. See, the end times, prepping will help you. Prepping will help you. There's no need to frustrate the Lord and not even take a few steps to have extra food or something, even though I must say there is time yet. Many of us don't understand what the scripture says when it says that he will think to wear out the saints. How do you wear out the saints? Mike Tyson wouldn't understand the process of being worn out. I was just talking to the Lord about this because Mike Tyson is unfamiliar with a long fight. Sorry, Mr. Tyson, if you ever watch this. He's unfamiliar with a long fight because his speed and his agility always allowed him to end the struggle in one blow. And so that's a reason why the majority of the church, there's a large global following that truly believes that just because they are starting to see the end times stretch a little bit and people are talking about reanime and talking about wolf dogs that can talk in the forest and talking about these underwater sea queens that will come out and start sleeping with men. They will no longer afflict males in the dream. Many men have wives in their dreams, and that is why their marriages are cold. They are sleeping with beautiful women who appear to them in their sleep, and they have no idea that they're sleeping with succubi, which is just mermaids in a spiritual form, being in covenant with those things, and their real human marriages are being destroyed. So many people think because there's a shift in Christianity and some Christian voices are talking about these things, these are the signs and the Lord is coming. When the scripture says that this guy, beast guy, son of perdition guy, is going to think to change times, laws, he is going to trample the residue with his feet. It says that he will be given power over every tribe and tongue and nation and people, and he will prevail greatly against the saints. How do verses like this stack up with this any day now? Jesus is coming narrative. When it says wear out, as I was speaking about Tyson, he's unfamiliar with what it feels like to be worn out because he's used to ending the fight with one or two well-landed blows. And so many of us think that this thing, this time period that I'm talking about, is simply going to wax on and then wax off and then we'll be at the wedding supper. But may the wise hear and understand. I was grateful to God because this reanime was attempting to wear me out. Literally, she leapt in a single move. You know, most of us, if a car is here, we would have to climb onto the hood of the car and then climb onto the roof. From a standing position, this woman leapt up and landed like a cat on top of a car. After she threw certain things at me and she couldn't hit me because the Lord was throwing off her aim, not that I'm such a great dodger, but the Lord kept throwing off her aim, and none of these projectiles, she was throwing them with such power that if one had hit me, that would have been it. I would have been on my back, and 2 seconds later, she would have been on me. So the Lord was throwing off her aim, and she wasn't hitting me. And I said that I knew it was God who was helping me. And so I stood behind the drum fire, keeping the fire between us. And she leapt on top of a nearby car to wait me out. So her eyes were pinned on me and she was just smiling this smile. And for a while, I didn't know what she was doing. I was standing there and the fire is burning and my branch is burning. And I noticed after a while that she was not watching me. She was watching the branch. And that's when I went cold, and I will read to you what came into my mind. She is waiting for this branch to burn out. She cannot stay here until the dawn because the sunlight is destructive to her, but she is willing to take her chances that the branch will burn out or this fire in the dumpster will burn out before sunrise. And I cannot do tree math. Length of branch multiplied by the rate of burning equals, is this stick going to last me until morning? And when I understood that this was going to be a struggle between me, the rising of the sun, the ending of the fire, and this family reanime that had found me, I did feel hopelessness. And it is at that exact moment that the Lord literally I literally feel myself coming out of these dreams like somebody rising. I call it the rising in the elevator feeling. And so in this post, I just shared with people that you must be born again. I want you to understand, if you're a gamer out there, people who are gamers and people who, you know, they're they're more into this Xbox stuff. These guys, grown guys, young guys, many of them have had great exposure to these things. I always say that the church is always the last to know about everything that the church should know. Simply because it's outside of our normal paradigm, it is time to come outside of the normal paradigm and begin to expand your knowledge base as greatly and as far as you can. So you need to be born again. So if anyone finds this video, you're a stockbroker, you know, you're a successful mom with your own home decorating based business, you know, you're a stay-at-home study kid, whatever it is, if you're not born again, then these videos cannot benefit you much because you are in the furthest ring circle from God, because no one is going to survive the end times without God. You can prep. And that's wise. I mean, like I was saying, don't frustrate God by sitting there like, oh, you know, God will provide. And you don't even realize that the reason God still has you having a little money is for you to go out and get an extra so that you can wear against the wearing of the saints. Because the enemy is surely going to make this the longest possible haul, because many people will capitulate because of time. They will simply be too tired, too frustrated, too worn out, too scared, too threatened, and will simply capitulate to the beast system and say, you know what, this is easier, and I'm sure God won't be mad. God understands, and God knows my heart. So if you're not born again, then this is just probably side information that will pass you by. But then again, to the born again, you have to understand that there are deeper levels in Christ. In the scripture, in the book of Acts, there was a demonized man. And some people who had seen Paul performing miracles in the various cities came up to this demonized man and attempted to cast the demons out of him. So what they did was they came and they just said, in the name of Jesus, who Paul preaches, go out. And the demon clapped back and said, well, Paul, I know, and Jesus, I know, but who are you? Now, when you hear the spiritual realm questioning you and telling you to your face in such a bald way that it is actually captured in scripture for eternity, well, I recognize the name of the Lord you speak, and I recognize the name of the servant of the Lord you speak, but in you, I see nothing. I see no faith. I see no power. I see no authority, not enough to command a demon like me. Do you know how strong a demon has to be to actually speak through someone else's mouth? See, many people are demonized, and I see them on the train every day. I see them. When I get on the train, there's just this, and spirit recognizes spirit. They know I know. Usually they will get up and move away. Sometimes they get out of the train car all together. And little things happen. And I'm quiet and the demon is quiet. And we both ride the train to where we're going. The demon has a place to go and so do I. But when a demon is so powerful inside the human vessel that it is able to operate the vocal cords, the teeth and tongue, and have a conversation, then you are looking at a demon that's not really bothered by its host, because if the host had any power, there would be no one in the house, for this is the house. I say it all the time. This is the temple. This is the place where glory dwells. This is the Father's house. But when a demon is able to speak and have a conversation, for sure that demon has established itself with some authority. And for sure the demon is not afraid of its host. But when the demon says to the one who has come to confront it, well, I know the God of power and I know the servant of the God of power, but in you I see nothing that would cause me to have fear. Why have you come to have this conversation with me? In fact, let me give you something to remember me by. And this demon leapt upon those men, for it was not one man, but a group of men, says that it beat them thoroughly and stripped them naked and scattered them in the street that day. And even stronger spirits like this will be released in the end of times. So if you are born again, even if you are a new believer, my words are not to frighten you. My words are a challenge to you to get off the candy, sugar, your best life now channels, and get into the Word of God if you're a new Christian under a year, start in the book of John. For in the book of John, more red letters can be found than anywhere else. What are the red letters? Jesus talking about himself. If you want to operate in the power of Jesus Christ, it is best to take his own words from his own mouth and hide them in your heart. So being born again is not enough. You also have to start to ascend in the ranks of understanding of this word of God, for it is your sword, your shield, your helmet, belt, your shoes, and breastplate. It is the only covering that saves in this end times. And so, a few things that the Lord said to me is that reanime will be a judgment upon the land for the choices that the people in the land have made. This is a direct statement to the nation of America. However, the Lord says that reanime will be everywhere. And the reason that reanime will be everywhere is because these people have not just come from anywhere. They are not a science project. And they are not a spontaneous supernatural happening as many people would believe because of whatever it is that they're watching out there. So it's not aliens or demons coming down from heaven. Reanime are a specific subset of a corrupted humanity. And the reason that they are a specific subset is because this group will arise from people who have taken the harm that causes harm. And the Lord said to me to remind people of the many videos that I have made on this channel. You can find them in the medical playlist. So if you look on this channel, you will find the medical playlist. And there's one very important prophecy there called, Lord Help Me. It has an elephant. It has an elephant as, just a moment, please. I will get it. Let me get it now so that all things can be done rightly. Playlist. Just a moment, please.
Hello again.
Survival of the fittest. That is the first time that the Lord spoke to me officially about the harm that causes harm. So look for the prophecy survival of the fittest. And there are quite a few there. So the Lord says that because of the penalty of error in the body. The penalty of error in the body simply means the natural consequence of an action that you have taken because of pride, because you believed organizations or leadership and you never sought the Lord. Even as a Christian, you did not seek the Lord about his answer for how to protect this house. This is the penalty of error in the body, and although not everyone who has taken the harm will change, like I said, because it has been taken in multitudes, hundreds of millions of people worldwide, it stands to reason that reanime will be a very large subset, but they are not a supernatural happening. They are the result of particular bioengineering, bioharm. And that is where they will come from. They are strong and deadly, but they can be killed and they can be driven off. So in some dreams, I see that the reanime flee because of scripture, but in this one clearly did not. This one was ready to take me on to the death. This one was ready to risk sunlight destroying it for the chance of destroying me. And so you can see the level of hatred of humanity. Doesn't matter that I'm a Christian. The level of hatred of humanity that reanime will have is a distinct characteristic about them. This is why they will be so violent. They can be driven off by force, and they also can be driven off by the word of God. One dream that I saw, it's literally titled The Walking Dead. That is the name the Lord gave me for that dream. I saw that the people in the South drove the reanime off by force. They killed them in multitudes. They were not scared. The people in the South actually formed posses and groups and went out and hunted them by night, which takes some guts. And they eradicated quite a few of them. And I didn't see them using the Bible. They used weapons, and they were very successful. But the Lord said to say that his word is exceptionally powerful, and it is the finger of God, basically, that will keep people. And so I will link the dreams that I have mentioned here, the dream of zombies in America, The Walking Dead, and a dream of the end of America. I will link them both in the description box, and I will link them in the first comment that I put on the blog. Please always check if I leave a comment, because usually I'm either leaving an edification or I'm leaving information about, you know, important things that you need to know, but things that I don't necessarily wish to put in the Lord's videos. I am Celestial, and thank you for being with me. Please like the videos. Please leave a thumbs up. Please subscribe to the channel. If you are subscribed and you're not getting notifications, that really is not me. I don't know what YouTube does with certain channels that they may not like. And so the best thing to do is to unsubscribe and then resubscribe and then hit that little bell thing, and then I think you will be fully subscribed, but you still just need to check. I can't do this every day, but I try to do as much as I can as my schedule permits. And so thank you for being with me. Share the video, share them thoughtfully, and you are not responsible for other people's responses to these videos, so do not take their responses personally. These are difficult things, and because they don't fit into the mom, dad, going to work, earning a salary, 401k, normal lifestyle, I always say that I believe that this channel will become much more important when people are scared and suffering. When people are scared and suffering and the light is fading, this is when they are much more willing to accept unorthodox information. But when they are comfort and they are taking their ease, they feel very wise and intelligent. And of course, they will tell you that it's nonsense. Don't take these things personally. Remember what they did to our Lord, and how much more will they do to us, his students and followers. So thank you for supporting the blogs. Thank you for sharing. And until I see you again, God bless you and goodbye.
Hello, greetings today. I'm coming here once more. I'm coming away from what I was doing. This particular video that I'm making may not be for everyone, but it will be for some. And the Lord has been speaking with me today, February 12th, 2022, and on before that to get this out. And so that's what I'm going to do. So here we go. This is a warning. And I'm going to go ahead and put just a few scriptures I have to go with this. I'm just going to put them in the description box with everything else I put in there. Warning, here we go. And a prophet is not welcome in his own country. Some say in his own hometown. This is what the Lord spoke to me. What is a prophet or a prophetess? They speak divine revelations from God. And I just wanted to give you that. I'm going to read the warning. Here we go. The Lord says, I am calling my prophets and prophetesses to come in, as I have much to say, to get close to me. I have much to say. This is the day of the Lord, which is at hand. Things have been taken, and they have taken a very serious turn. Not yet seen, but I have seen. Prophets, prophetesses, rise up. Call assemblies. Call the people back to their first love. Souls are at very high risk, even my elect. Warn while there is still time. Warn. Open your mouth, prophets and prophetesses. Do not hold back. Do not hold back. Do not falter. Some will listen, meaning prophets, to their flesh. Come out, then, as I say, is a call to all true offices of the prophet and the prophetess. And then I was given all this, and I'm going to give it. You can take notes, or you can just read and go back to the, if you didn't get it all and understand it, go back and listen to the video. What I just spoke out. What does a prophet or prophetess do? What is their authority? What is a true man or woman of God that is called into this office? As I said earlier, they speak divine revelation from God. They spend time in the wilderness, many times in the wilderness with the Lord, to always hear directly from God. So they spend much time with the Lord. Prophets, or the role of prophet and prophetess, do not put themselves above anyone. They think about others. The role of a prophet are all about souls, repentance, and the true gospel of Christ. The role of a prophet and prophetesses is warn, warn, warn. Many are not well received because they are always so serious, because they scold. Their passion or their zeal for serving God is mistaken or misunderstood as falsehoods or being judgmental. The role of a prophet or a prophetess looks neither to the right or left, because they are in tune with God.
Day. And now is the time.